right then.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the
burnt down pier.
Yes, this is it, people. This is it. It's show number 12. We have an anniversary show. We've been going for 1 year. Woo! Today, thank you. We have some very special guests in the studio. We have the inevitable Neil James Jones, drummer from Northern Isles. Hello, Neil. How are we doing?
We're good, thanks. You?
Not too bad. How do you feel about being on the show?
It's all right. I'm sitting in a nice room surrounded by duvets.
Yeah, it's the new bedroom studios that we've been talking about on the show. We also, for the first time in the year we've been going, we have three presenters on the show. We have the former manager for the band Northern Isles, who Neil played drums for the band that doesn't exist anymore. He's also an avid listener to Penflick podcast. It is Matt Liddington.
That's a hell of an introduction.
I do what I can. How do you feel about being on the show?
Really pleased, thank you, mate. I'm really pleased. So, obviously, the £10.50 you're paying me has helped as well.
Exactly. And I would say £10.50.
You're not getting any now.
Anyway, so that threw me off a bit. What's going to happen on the show today? We're going to play one song from each of the previous shows that we've done over the last year. We have an interview with Vanya, the girl who was featured on show number 2. She sent us the demo of Tired. Today we're going to play the actual album version because she has released the album, and we're also going to interview her. So without you, I'm going to start the song from the first podcast we did in October last year, which was a band called The Glass Band, and the track was called Avian Days.
Carbon trading, general consumption, animal poaching, pickling onion, avian day. Thank the heavens that the bird flew away. What's the lesson? What does everybody say? Well, we should never have gone to war. Is that a question? It's a claw. We tried in vain. Tried in comfort, took our placards on the train. Avian day, thank the heavens that the bird flew away. What's the lesson? What does everybody say? I'm worried about the roadmap, the new airport, BA systems, on policemen out in London, Stockwell Station, Finsbury Park, British airspace after dark, avian day. Thank the heavens that the bird flew away. What's the lesson? What does everybody say? Orange jumpsuit. Gotta go get one. Looks good on you. But what if I'm hungry? Force feed fruit chews. Hotel Guantanamo Bay, avian day. Thank the heavens that the bird flew away. What's the lesson? What does everybody say? Worried about the papers, the cartoonists, after business, international, 16 down and 8 across. What's the answer? Oh, my darling, we are lost. Oh, my darling, we are lost. Oh, my darling, we are lost. Thank you.
the Glass Band with the song Avian Days. We're now on take three, believe it or not. There's never we never had to do that many intros before. And surprisingly, I'm the one who's done 12 shows. These guys have done none. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one who's screwing everything up. I've tried call Vanya and I didn't get through. I tried to change things and rewind and nothing was working. So we're trying again. What did we think of the track then?
Really good, love it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm getting used to the outro now. It's the third time I've heard it.
Shame. Next time I play the middle eight about five times.
I love the middle eight.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Orange jumpsuits. The Glass Band. I don't even know if they exist anymore.
Oh.
They played after No Denials down at the Squid and Starfish when you guys were playing down there.
Oh yeah,
the unsigned competition thing down there, and they were the winners from that.
Oh,
so there we go. But I don't know if they exist anymore. Neither do No Denials. So
that was camp, wasn't it? That
oh
oh yes. So we're gonna try to call this Vanya girl again and see if she answers and see if the microphone works this time. Fingers crossed.
They are.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Vanya. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. We've tried three times now and hasn't gone through. We had to restart the show just to get an interview in with you. Welcome to Penflick Podcast, the anniversary edition.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Where are you now? Are you in France or in Sweden?
I'm in Sweden. I'm in Stockholm, which I very much regret since it's been raining, cold and dark for, 5 weeks or something.
It's been the same here in Brighton, but
makes me feel better.
Would have thought it snowed up there by now, but clearly not.
No.
So here we go. So how's the... Well, first time we played you on the show, you sent us a demo version of the song Tired, which you now put onto an album, and... I believe we're going to play the actual album version after we talk to you. But how's the album release going, and how's the feedback from everyone?
Well, it's going good. It's released in France for the moment, and Tired, which is the first single, is played on a couple of the biggest stations, the national radios, and some smaller, so that's good. And I've been there, I've played in a couple of radio shows and stuff like that, so it's kind of bubbling. And then next year we're releasing it in Sweden and Scandinavia, so I hope to get the bubbles up to a boil, maybe?
I think that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
It must be.
Okay.
It must be been quite a surreal year for you. You've been recording and then getting airtime on radio, and so it's quite a big step up for an artist, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. And since I've been working with this album for such a long time, it's really, really nice to finally, see it actually become something.
Yeah, that's so really cool. I've got two new co-presenters on the show today. Usually it's me or Jim, but Jim and I have gone traveling. And then I had another co-presenter who's now gone missing somewhere. So I've got two of my really best friends in the studio
like
with
the
me today.
It's like the drummer in the...
Hi, Vanya.
No, I'm sorry.
So you got Matt and Neil who sits in here with me tonight. And
hello there.
They might have a question or so they want to ask, or I don't know, say something.
I actually thought you could tell us a bit about the song that we're going to hear.
Is it Tired that we're going to listen to?
Yes, that's the one we're going to listen to.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something about it. It's called Tired, and I wrote it when I was very, very, very tired. I was very tired of explaining myself because I had made this decision, which was very important to me, and everyone around me kept, constantly questioning this decision. So I got very tired, and I got home, and I just wrote this song. So it kind of explains my feelings about this time, about this big decision, which was the right one, I might add.
Okay. Was it something you wrote a while ago? Was it quite recent?
It's something that I wrote a while ago, so it's, but it's still affecting my life, the decision. So, I won't tell you what it was, but
we won't.
Must
cry.
Have been a quite important thing, anyway.
Yes, it was.
Excellent. So thanks for that, Matt. We've got Neil as well here. Hello, Neil.
I understand you did a video shoot for it as well.
Yes.
Yeah, how was that? How did that go?
It was the most fun I've had in my life, I think, and the most, you know, the hardest work I've ever done. It was such hard work. I didn't realize it, but we worked like from 4:30, 5 in the morning till 1, 2 o'clock at night, and it was constant work. So it was a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
And yeah, I guess you.
And
happy.
I got to spend time in Portugal drinking Super Bock, which was nice.
Hard life. And what's the response so far like to the single, to Tired?
It's been good. It's always hard when you're a new artist and no one knows you, and you know you haven't been on Idol, and you don't have a clothing line, or you know, your boyfriend isn't Jude Law.
Right,
so
yeah.
I have to fight a bit, but the reactions are good. So I hope that, you know, I'm gonna win the battle.
So what's next? A perfume line for you, is it?
Would be nice. Yeah, or else I have to call Jude Law and see if he has time for me.
Oh, probably.
He might, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll have time for you, Vanya. Come on.
Seems to have a lot of time for people.
I mean, a lot of things have happened. I mean, it's got to be quite a fast-lane life for you at the moment. And then what's happened in the year that's passed, you know, except for the recording of album and doing the video shoot and promoting and stuff, what's the most important things that's happened throughout this year that's been for you?
Well, that's a kind of a tricky question. I think the most important thing that's happened is, you know, the more radio play you get and the more people who discover the video, the more contact I get with people on MySpace and Facebook, which is amazing. And actually, when I played, I was in Paris three weeks ago to do a show at a radio station. And actually, some of the Facebook and MySpacers had come to listen, which was very nice, because before this year it was more of really a virtual contact, but now they're really starting to show up to you know, to gigs, which was really, really nice.
That's a really nice feeling, because MySpace, you sometimes get lost. You have, say, 5,000 friends and maybe 5 of them, you know, and all of a sudden to get a little bit more contact with them and to hear them showing up to gigs and listening for stuff, that's really exciting, I think.
Yeah, because on MySpace a lot of things, you know, it's just about bands wanting to have big fan lists or big friends lists, so it's nice to see that actually some of those, you know, 5,000 friends are real people who really like the music.
Yeah, that's really nice. So we're gonna cut you off abruptly, as we do on this show. if you would like to introduce the next song that we're going to play, which will be your single, I think it's already your single. It's already out and playing all over the world.
Yes.
All your listeners, please download it. And Vanya, please introduce yourself.
Okay, so you're going to hear Tired, my first single off my debut album, which is called December Diaries. And the single is called Tired.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you, Vanya.
Thanks, Vanya.
Thanks, Vanya.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you on Facebook soon.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
My heart again, and I feel I'm in no
I'm tired of explaining how good I feel on the surface. Tired of you complaining that we were picture perfect. Can't you see?
Vanya, first with an interview, and then with her first single off the album, December Diaries. That was the track Tired. I've heard both the demo version and I've heard the album version, and it's come along a long way. And it's a really nice production on that, don't you think?
I think it's awesome. Yeah.
And you prefer the album version?
It's always hard, isn't it? Yeah. First time you hear it, it's raw and heartfelt, although she sings it beautifully in this one as well. Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think it's too overproduced. I think it's sometimes when you come to pop music, they can just rip your song apart and you almost forgot what chords it was to begin with. But that was pretty decent, I think. We have more music, we have lots more chat, we have some stupid jingles, the old ones, even though we have a new website. I think we have someone from the Penflick hotline who's just texted in as well.
Yeah, we got a text off an avid listener.
That we don't know anyone who we don't know who it is.
No, never.
Mrs. Jones.
Hey, sending a big shout out and a good luck to the boys.
That's you and that's me.
And that's him.
Yeah, that is.
Me too. I clearly need good luck today, actually.
And apparently, she says that she's sick of like things like the X Factor and Children in Need stealing the Christmas number one slot, and wants the theme tune to the anycar.com advert.
It is a very catchy song.
That could be controversial.
We buy anycar.com. We buy anycar.com. Anyway, can you model it? We buy anycar.com.
Any. I've got to throw myself out the window. Hang on.
Christmas number one, surely. I know, Matt, you're not part of Facebook, so you might have not been invited to this, but someone started a group on Facebook called Rage Against X Factor. Did you get invited to that?
I've seen it, yeah.
Someone started a group saying, everyone buy Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine on the 13th of December and beat X Factor off the top slot. Isn't that a genius idea?
Yeah, that, number one, We Buy Any Car, number two, and then Mud, It'll Be Lonely This Christmas, number three.
Well, as long as there's not the number two that you're talking about, then everything's fine.
A big, smelly number two.
Yeah, that was a shit joke.
Hey!
Yes, anyway, so either you should buy Tired by Vanya.
Yes.
Get her to number one. Or buy Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name. You can't buy it before 13th of December, because that's when the Christmas chart counting starts. So if you buy before, it doesn't count towards that chart. Or what else was it? WeBuyAnyCar.com's theme tune. Download it if it's available to buy, by all means. And I think it's a fantastic tune. It catches in your head, and it's a typical Christmas number one, actually.
Yeah.
Like a worm. It burrows into your head like a deadly
worm.
WeBurtInTheCar.com. WeBurtInTheCar.com. Any make, any model, WeBurtInTheCar.com.
Any.
See? I've only seen the ad once.
I'm melting.
I'm going to play the next song, which was on Penfleet podcast number 3, which was in December or January last year. No, December last year or January this year. In fact, one of my favourite Brighton bands that I'm sure both Matt and Neil are familiar with. Is the word I'm looking for, not confused with. They're called Passenger, and the track was called back then You Need Something, and we still think it's an awesome song. And,
awesome,
I think is the word we're looking for. So here we go. This is going to be You Need Something by Passenger, Mike Rosenberg and his band. Make sure you check him out somewhere in a venue near you.
And if the clouds are just a place to rest your head, and all the stars are just decoration round your bed, we are just like paper in the wind. You need to find a reason. We all need somewhere to begin, something to believe in. Wash your hands, and all the islands, a silly little dots of land. We are just like paper in the wind. You need to move along. We all need to find our happy end and somewhere to belong. You need something, a reason or a rhyme. Need something to occupy your mind. Need something, a little more time.
Something.
This is BBC Radio 12. That was Passenger and You Need Something. Now's the quiet section of the show, and I'd like to start off with a sexual problem. Dear Milton, I'm about 3 years into my relationship now.
How interesting.
And started having erection difficulties. My girlfriend and I have different ideas about how to treat the problem. She bought me some Viagra. I've bought the fat cow a treadmill.
And that was the end of the quiet section.
Sorry, wonderful. We've had it's 12 shows over, 14 months?
13 months, I think. This one is about 3 weeks out of date, this show. It should have been 3 weeks ago. So yeah, we're just on to the 13th month.
Alright, how's your last 12 months been then, Matt?
Kind of, probably less eventful than yours.
I'm sure you want to talk about you, do
we? No, but you'd like to.
Because
somebody is having a baby, and somebody isn't the only one who's had a baby.
It's been a baby year.
It has been a baby year.
It has.
Gaz and...
It's been very short.
She just called him Daz.
Daz and Heidi with little Tob.
We should call him Daz from now on. He's Daddy Daz.
Daddy Daz. Make sure his baby's bottom.
Yeah, but
clean.
Liam, come on. It's been... I remember it last year when... it's almost exactly a year ago on New Year's Eve. We went down to the beach. We set off some... big Chinese lantern, you know, you light the candle in the middle, it blows up and it flies off in the
Chinaman.
Sky. You blew a Chinaman. anyway, so we set these off, and the tradition is when you do it on New Year's that you write the wish on top of the on this lantern before it goes off. And Neil wrote so neatly and nicely, I'm going to be happy this year.
I'm going to find my smile.
That's what it was, I'm going to find my smile.
Where did you find it? Behind the sofa?
Yes, hidden behind one of the duvets in Milton's studio. There it was.
Hello, she was poking out. No, so tell us more, you've actually, so, he says on the balloon, I'm going to find my smile. Does he find his smile? God damn right he finds his smile. He's only gone and got married, and he's having a kid.
Yeah, it's going to be a little girl.
Who knew, Neil? You had it in you.
Yeah.
Lots of a small drummer person. Yeah. Anyway.
I drummed up some baby making.
Just the ultrasound make sounds like a drum.
Yeah,
it's bass drum.
That's
going.
A double kick on the drum.
Yeah, it's wicked. Yeah, we're going to have a little girl. It's going to be little Rosie.
Isn't it awesome?
February the 1st.
If I could maybe describe Neil's face when he says these words, I think he should be happy that he got headphones on, otherwise his smile would have gone all the way around and his head would have fallen off.
Yeah, probably. I do feel sorry for Mrs. Jones, who's carrying the kickboxing drumming brute at the moment.
The epileptic Apache Indian on Benzedrine.
I see, yeah, she's kicking 7 bows out of my wife at the moment. So it's quite lucky that I got invited away for a few hours to do this.
Well, it'd be nice to get all the babies together, wouldn't it, from all over the world, all our friends who've just, you know, they've got new additions to their family.
Shall we start a super band at the age of 4?
Yeah,
Like the No Denials 5, not the Jackson 5. Yeah, hang on.
The Cooper Jordan 3.
So what do you reckon? We'll play some more music.
I think we should, yes.
This, again, has some reference to Matt and I used to do a night called Circle of Friends many moons ago. And this was one of the bands we played back then, which is now 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
And they're now doing a lot better than they did then.
Yes, definitely.
They are. They've just released an album. They sold, I can't remember the figure, 40,000 copies or something like that already. I might be telling a complete lie. I read it somewhere.
It sounds great, though.
It can't be 40,000. They would be a number one. Maybe
what if it was 4 million?
4 million. 4 million. We'll go with that.
40 million copies worldwide.
And they're now touring with Morrissey, both in the UK and the rest of Europe. And last thing I heard about them, they were in the Argus and the Daily Mail. By throwing a house party somewhere, they said, whoever wins this competition will come and play a gig at your house. So they did.
Wow.
But then they got lots of gay crashes.
Woohoo!
And then they wrecked the whole house.
No.
And then these guys have to pay for it.
No.
But
that's awful.
Awesome. But they got a fantastic music video out of it because they filmed the whole fucking thing. So, without further ado, Doll and the Kicks. We all know and love Doll. We all like the Kicks. The track we played back then was Roll Up the Red Carpet, and that's exactly what we're going to play now as well. So here it is.
Lost indeed, unknown centuries, but you know that it can't be stopped. Like a fire, there is desire. You know that it's got too much, because I roll up the, roll up the, roll up the red carpet. Keep your heart and don't let it stop, 'cause you know that it's not for real. So you find out you're left behind, there's no way you can keep it here. Because I've rolled up the, roll up the, roll up the red carpet. Yes, I've rolled up the, rolled up the, rolled up the carpet. You
Doll and the Kicks, Roll Up the Red Carpet. Fantastic song, fantastic band.
Very cool band, yeah.
Awesome.
If you haven't seen them live,
do it.
Go buy a ticket to Morrissey and you'll be going to see them as well. It'll be two gigs in a day, that would be fantastic.
You'd have to see Morrissey.
Yeah. Whoa, how depressing.
Maybe you could leave before he comes on. Yeah. Still be worth the ticket money.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thinking, Neil. I like it. So we've been talking a little bit about what happened throughout the last year. Obviously, the main focal point being someone got married and someone got pregnant.
Well, I didn't do both.
Okay, someone got married and someone got someone pregnant. So there we go. So what's your plans for the next year, Neil?
I want to get back behind the skins again.
Behind the skins. If you haven't, actually, you've heard Neil on the show a couple of times. He plays drums for Northern Isles. He also had a cheeky little intro in one of the shows where we just played him doing the intro to Can't Calm Down, because we couldn't calm down, so we had to play the intro. So Behind the Skins, what's your plan? Do you want to form another band? Do you want to join something? Do you want to play covers, originals? What's the idea?
Oh, you can go down the easy route, can't you, and just get a bit of beer money and then you do covers. But there's no challenge in that. I would like to get behind an original band.
I can hook you up with a band if you want.
And I'm into, obviously, you know, like I want something that's kind of The Faces, The Black Crows, and early Aerosmith, that kind of groovy rock.
Cool. Well, the band that I know, another listener of ours, Gary, he's formed a band. It's quite on the metal side. I haven't really heard what he does, but I'll put you in touch with them if you want.
There you go, Neil.
Drop done.
There you go.
Sorted.
That's my New Year's resolution.
You know what's going to say on the lantern this year, then?
Sort it out, Milton.
Oh, fuck. What about you, Matt? What's your plans?
I want all my mates in one place. I just want to be in the same country as all my mates for once in my life, and not have to, you know, fly 8 hours to see anybody or drive a million miles. It's a small thing.
It's a small wish. So basically, you want to split yourself in five, and then
that's right.
Travel all at once to different places and be everywhere at once.
We miss them.
We definitely do. Jim and Claire went travelling a few months ago. Got a postcard from them from India. It sounds like they're having a
weird times.
Weird and awesome. Like Jim said, yeah, we're sitting where the Beatles were sitting before they recorded a White Album and all these things. And it sounded pretty cool, but also pretty hectic, I think, down there.
I want to hear more about breaking into the Monkey Temple.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard about this. What's that?
Well, that's the point. I want to hear more about it.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Okay, Jim, so when you hear this, please write to us and tell us exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, and he's definitely won the world championship in the smallest legible writing competition. It was amazing.
I'm going to fit as much as I can into a postcard.
And he did it.
That's not bad. My writing was much bigger. What's going on?
Well, if you believe Milton, and you want to join the competition to win an ashtray, answers on a postcard in your smallest letters.
To 27 Egremont Place, Brighton, BN2 OGA. That's the United Kingdom, and put Penflick Podcast as the header. And it's got to be small. It's got to be small to be Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, normally Neil is the small one, but Jim is...
You're just going to get lots of postcards of dots, just a dot on the screen.
Right, song.
Guess the letters.
We've got to get through 8 more songs.
We are.
And they're all good, so
we're going to play next, and from show number 5, we played a band called The Roots Union. There was the opening track on that show, and it's both mine and when Jim heard the song as well, he also said it was one of the best songs we played on any of the shows. Obviously, we had a few more shows afterwards now, but... we also booked them for one of the live sessions. The band's called The Roots Union, and it's the only time I've seen the lead guitarist storm off stage twice. He stormed off, came back on, and then got pissed off and stormed off again. And came back on, and then he stayed on. It's quite rock and roll, and when you hear this music, you're going to understand that it is quite a lot of rock and roll involved in this song.
Him in my mind, he walks along the rainwashed streets of a northern town, past the rows of brown brick houses. There's an old man on the corner, his eyes they twinkle and shine a brilliant blue. He says, and what about you? What you wanna be when you're older? Will you be a tramp, a hawker, a tightrope walker, a prince, a pauper, a real sweet talker, a saint, a sinner, an absolute beginner? You're gonna shine forever, I'll never get your thing together.
Unexpected.
That's a bit of silence.
Oh. Will you be one of those rough diamonds with hearts
be a dustbin man. I'll ride these streets in a big blue van. I guess I'll do what I can. But really I'd like to be a singer and sing for those rough diamonds with hearts of solid
Just a very quick shout. I just remembered that is a one of these guys that Matt wants back in the country. He's 30 tomorrow. It's Little Wee Chris White. And this track, which Milton's going to tell me what it is because I've forgotten,
it's the
Chris.
Adam Kidd Band, and the track is called Virtually, and it was played on podcast number 6 a few years ago.
Happy birthday, Wee Man.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Day we are too tired for conversation. We turn our TV sets for all our entertainment.
And I fall asleep for all intents until the efforts wake me. With a volume boost that merely irritates me. They want us all to find by walking by. This is not paradise. There are too many lies. Virtually. All my reality comes to me through a screen. Virtually, all my reality comes to me through a screen. Where are those human beings? Oh, oh yeah. Where are those human beings?
Stuck on big pictures, got no time for contemplation. Missed out on the journey cause you're obsessed with the destination.
Missed all the subtleties of life, searching for that new sensation.
You think you own these things, I tell you all you've done is name the hell.
Virtually, all my reality comes to me through a screen. Virtually, all my reality comes to me through a screen.
Actually, all my reality comes to me through a screen. Virtually, all my reality comes to me through a screen. Virtually, all of my reality comes to me through a screen. Virtually, all of my reality comes to me through.
I don't even know. I don't know what we're yelling about.
Matt, so, put your clothes back on.
Yeah, because that was it, wasn't it? Yeah. Wished I hadn't bought this.
That was the Adam Kidd Band with the song Virtually, which goes out to the Wee Man, which he no longer likes to be called, but you all know who I mean. His name is Chris White. 30th birthday tomorrow, did we say?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday is tomorrow.
Today, if the show's going out tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow is today. So today, happy birthday, Chris.
We got there in the end.
We got there in the end. We're going to delay no further. We're running way behind schedule. But of course, we are the anniversary show, so we're allowed to go over time this time, I think. We're going to play a track by Favourite Name in Brighton, as Penflick Podcast dubbed them 10 shows ago. They're called Red Shark in Vegas. We had them in for a live track. We had them in for an interview. Red Shark in Vegas refers to the Red Shark in Vegas, which is the car that Hunter S. Thompson drove to Las Vegas when the film... You've both seen the film.
Yes.
Is it one of the best movies done?
Yes, Milton.
I have to watch it in two parts, though. It freaks me out halfway through.
I remember watching it the first time, which was coming down after some weird things I've never tried before, and then putting that movie on, drinking a vodka and coke, and the first opening scene is something like, we were in the middle of the desert when the drugs first started taking hold. I remember saying something like, I feel a bit lightheaded, maybe you should drive. And that intro just had me in stitches for the rest of the movie. I think it's absolutely genius.
That works tonight, Neil. I feel lightheaded. I think you should drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, these boys got to drive home tonight. That's going to be funny. Are you driving as well, Matt?
No, of course not.
Matt's taking... It's only Neil. Neil, are you going to drive home?
Yes, but I'll be home before this goes out tomorrow, so the cops won't know.
You are just... ridiculous.
Anyway, we're going to leave it. We're going to stop talking and laughing for a few more moments, because I think we need to laugh this out. We're going to play Red Shark in Vegas. And the track that we played back in show 7 was Tales of the Sled, although we have played about 5 other tracks of these guys. We hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy these guys, and the name of the band is obviously brilliant. So without further ado, Red Shark in Vegas.
Red Shark in Vegas.
Yeah, baby. Tales of the Sled.
She cares.
excellent track. Red Shark in Vegas, Tales of the Misled. Milton, what about you?
What about me, Press Stock Milton?
Trying to figure out the technology.
Yeah, this usually Vinny who screws these things up.
So no, you've been doing this 12 months, highs and lows.
I think just the initial idea to start this podcast in the first was quite good. I mentioned it briefly to Jim one day, and I said, "Listen, there's a lot of crap radio. There's a lot of really good music that no one hears about, and I need to promote my studio. So let's start the podcast. You know, the online radio show. People will listen, hopefully. And we had sort of 25 hits on the first show, I think, and now we have nearly 2,000 per show.
Because all the music's great.
Yeah, that is the thing. It's unsigned, mostly unsigned. We've started to play some signed bands as well, like Ben Taylor or Wishbone Ash or Vanya that we heard earlier and so on. So yeah, it's really interesting. Also get Def Jam and Island Records and stuff sending me stuff. So that's all pretty big highlights of the year.
It's not bad, eh?
Getting a CD in the post by Laura Varshauer, her name was. We played her on one of the shows, probably five or six. And yeah, I got the CD in post and a little business card with gold embossed at the top, the Island Records logo, and then the name of the manager, etc. That was pretty cool.
It's like a never-ending supply of beer mats.
Yeah, I guess so. I used to collect those, by the way, when I was younger. But obviously, there's been some lows as well over the last 12 months. I lost the studio due to not being able to rent out the office space I had and so on. But then again, it came back up again. I got it in the bedroom and I'm recording Suzanne Neumann's new album in my bedroom, and it actually sounds pretty decent to record, so we're going to hear it later as well. The last track today we're going to play is going to be the first track from that album that's finished.
Cool.
So it's been lots of highs and lows and highs and lows. Obviously lots of festivals and then no work all of a sudden, and then lots of work and then no work. And
I just hope people appreciate it. You know, there's so much good music out there, and it's good to have a place to hear it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of these bands I wouldn't have heard unless it was for the podcast. So keep it up.
Yeah, thanks, man. You've heard every show?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. You haven't listened at all, have you?
A couple.
The ones that he was on.
No.
But I'm going to say, as an anniversary message to all your listeners, I have to say thank you so much. I mean, to grow from 25 listeners on show one to between 1,500 and 2,000 on show 12, that's a pretty steep curve. And that's not only because we're playing the music and because we do a good show, but because you guys help, yeah, exactly. But you guys actually help us spread the word, and you obviously send the link on to several people, because I sure as hell don't have 1,500 friends in 32 countries that have listened to the show since we started.
32?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's quite a lot. How many countries are there in the world?
I don't know. It's Azerbaijan.
Yes. Yay, there it was. Finally. Shoehorned that in. Well
done. What we'll do is I'm going to play the next track, which is a band from Brighton again, called Fantango. They used to rehearse down in my studio. The track is called Hold Me Down. We played them on podcast number 8. Whilst we're listening to that track, I'm going to Google how many countries there are in the world. Now, we're going to have a guess first of all. Neil, how many?
78. No, 123.
No, that's what I was going for.
No. Okay, right, so I'm going to write this down. Neil thinks there are
84.
84 countries in the world. Matt?
Oh, God, no. I wanted 123. I can't believe you picked that number. I go 123.
Put a one in front of my 84.
184.
So he goes 184. No, I think that's closer. I think it's much higher. I think it's 312.
There's only the major foreign currencies that dealt with the 66.
For God's sake, we know nothing of these things.
But that
I don't know what country I'm in, let alone how many others there are.
Anyway, meanwhile, in the back world,
don't condone it.
We've just got a message just in. We've had 15,000 buyers for the show song of the advert.
WeBuyAnyCar.com.
WeBuyAnyCar.com. We make any model, any WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Any.
So we think, hopefully, that's going to go to number one.
I've got another idea.
Bread knife.
I've got an idea. Let's go to France.
Okay.
despite the fact that all your troubles are real. Brothers and sisters gonna handle the pain. I promise I won't tell you what to do. But I still truly believe that you could do it.
Tango with the track Hold Me Down, Brighton based band, although two of the members are Spanish, and I forgot to press stop again, that's about the fifth time in a row, I think.
Amazing.
And what were we going to talk about? Because now I forgot that, because I pressed stop over there, I pressed stop on my brain again. And what our pet hate has been this year on this show has been X Factor.
Boo!
It always has been, it always will be. We think. In fact, we got pretty concrete evidence.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. We've decided that, I don't know. What have we decided?
It's based on Ben Elton entirely, the entire theory.
Just got to read Chartthrob by Ben Elton, then you can see it's rigged. How they manipulate the vote, how all in the edit.
You're very angry about this.
I am.
Well, you should be. So should everyone else be. And so no one should buy that single that wins, because they do. Say for instance, they sit and interview for an hour.
Yeah.
And then they cut it down to a 5-minute interview.
Not even, they cut it down to 30 seconds.
Yeah. So they can pretty much choose to make you look the way they want you to look.
Exactly. And it's not even that. I mean, if it wasn't a rigged show, then those two Irish versions of Vanilla Wank would not even have got through the audition process right at the start, when there's thousands of them in a football stadium just going up to normal people.
That's very true. I absolutely agree. And there's been a lot of talk about those. Jedward, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what they call the Judeus and Edward, whatever. Jedward. And there's also this girl that's still in it. What's her name? Tracy!
Stacy.
Close enough.
The one is permanently coming when she's talking. Oh my god! All I want to do is win! I can win for my little boy! I do! It's great, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's still in it. Matt.
I'm just scared of what I'm seeing in front of me. I need to get me out.
Yeah, we'll put our clothes back on in a minute, mate. Calm down. I don't know. What's your view on X Factor, man?
To be honest, it's the bits. I think it's the people that are made to look stupid. Like, if they, everybody knows they're stupid and they're put on there, and everyone's going to take the mickey out of them. And I do it. I laugh my ass off at them. I just don't.
Yeah, but how do they stay in the show so long? The public votes.
Yeah.
Do the public still have that? I hate to call it, but I think it's an English thing that to love the underdog.
Yeah, but some of them are
poor. But that's not even underdogs. They're just dogs.
I think they're just poor people. The early rounds, you know, where they've been put up to it and they really shouldn't be doing it. But it's funny. That's the thing. It's tricky.
Yeah. I guess so. So who's going to win? Do you know the names of them? I don't.
I do.
I only know Stacey, I mean.
Just. Name three of them.
There's a guy called Ollie, who's a bit Will Young-y, but like a straight heterosexual version of Will Young, so not as good.
Mr. Jones.
There's Stacey, who's got a face like Mr. Ed, but the legs of a model, who talks like, as we know, but can actually sing rather well.
She does sing brilliantly, I have to give you that. But can you imagine the PR work they have to do?
But then there's Joe McKeldry, who won't be a pop star because he's got an amazing voice. He'll be on the West End. But when he smiles, he's got teeth like a burnt fence.
You know, you're the second person today who's told me that he's more of a musical person rather than a pop star.
But he smiles and he just goes... He has.
You know what? I'm glad I'm not watching that.
Me too.
Like my missus says, teeth like a burnt fence.
A white... No, leave it. Are we going to play some more music?
Yeah, do, please.
I think so. We've just gone past the hour mark that we usually do, but we still have four...
Is it webuyanycar.com?
webuyanycar.com.
webuyanycar.com.
That was the abridged version. We're going to play a band called The Otter, who featured on show number 9. The track is called Nice Hair, Nice Face. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but...
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it depends if it's nice hair on her face. Then it won't be.
No, that might be a bit tricky. Nice hair, nice face. Can you say that about anyone? No?
Oh, maybe.
It's pretty
Santa Claus.
Nice hair, nice face. I like it. So, on that note, Santa Claus, we dedicate this to you. Nice hair, nice face.
Very.
daughter, nice hair, nice face. That one's for you, Santa. Please give us nice, nice, nice presents.
Don't forget the present. Stop.
Oh, the stop button. Is that the one up there? That's the one. Thank you, Neil. Next time I'll get you to Manda Music Station. No, shaking heads. You know you can listen back to all the shows that we've done. The previous 11 shows are online. You can download them, put them on the MP3 player, listen to them on your way to work, at work, laugh at them when you sit and listen to us. And I lost my train of thought there. So I have to say us. I don't know. We got one more track that we're going to do of the recap. After that, we're going to play the favourite track of all the podcasts we've done so far. And then after that, there'll be one original track, which, we'll see what you think about it. We'd love to hear what you think. Please write in. What do you say so far, boys?
Going well.
Going well.
I have been laughing, mainly at Neil.
That looks like a rabbit caught in the headlights. I think
maybe we should change the faders around so when we play the music, they can hear what we're talking about.
No. Dangerous.
It's been good. It's been fun. We're going to play next the Bohemian Embassy, which is the band I saw at the Square Festival out in Wales. It's just one of the few bands where I turned around, literally gone, huh? My jaw dropping to my lap, going, wow, these guys are really good. Unsigned from Bristol or somewhere up those ends. The track is called Bohemian Embassy. We played that on show number 10.
Great name.
It is a great name, I think.
Again.
Again, there's been... Me and Vinny introduced the good band names a while back to have the
favorite. Matt's got one.
What is it?
Dog Slobber.
No, that's
Glossy Roach. Glossy Roach.
Yes. Remember, your wife wrote it down.
It almost reminds me of the story when a friend of mine took acid and he went, hang on. I've got the solution to the world's all the world's problem. The secret of life. I've got it. I know what it is. And we all went, you're on acid. Don't tell us. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in your pocket. Tell us tomorrow. Morning after he woke up, he unfolded a piece of paper and said, I have to stand on my toes to reach the ceiling. And on that note, the Bohemian Embassy... That was quite a moment. The Bohemian Embassy. Good band. Make sure you check them out. And the song is called The Bohemian Embassy. Quite easy to remember.
Bohemian Embassy. Drop bombs on Bohemian Embassy. www.penflix.blogspot.com. For all you people that are really slow at hearing, it's penflix.blogspot.com.
Oh, 7929303712.
Penflixpodcast@yahoo.co.uk.
I love those jingles. Every time I hear them, I think they're brilliant. And I have heard them quite a few times by now, to be fair.
I reckon.
So we heard the Bohemian Embassy with the song called The Bohemian Embassy.
What was that? What was it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. Really good band, though. What are we going to talk about next, boys? I got a very short train of thought today.
Oh, really?
What was your favourite song, Milton? Favourite song from the last 12 shows?
Well, I think that's the one we're going to play next.
Excellent.
It is.
I can't wait.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Oh, we're allowed to talk about it. Oh, yes.
I think you know what song it is.
I do.
Yes.
But tell those listeners out there.
Well, this band, Brighton Band, BBC Four. No,
PPC.
What did I say? Did I say the magic worst word? Can't be doing that. They're no good for anything. Those.
Don't say it.
Bastards. Anyway, the band, Brighton Band, 12 Stone Toddler. The song's called Rabbit. I really, really, really like this song. I played a few songs with them. We played the video on the website and all these things.
The video is excellent, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. Go check it out. 12 Stone Toddler, The Rabbit. You can YouTube it. It'll come up.
Can you get links to all of the bands through your site?
Yes, absolutely. If you go onto the site, there is the playlists for each of the last 12 shows. And on those playlists, there are links to the bands that are featured on that specific show.
Coolio.
And so, yeah, go and make sure you go and check them out, especially this band. So, at number one of the first ever Penflix podcast chart, the anniversary number one, it is...
We Buy Any Car.
12 Stone Toddler with the track... The Rabbit.
What you want, wave the magic wand, I will pull a trick, wave the magic stick. I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? I pulled a rabbit out the hat. Everything we need, got it up my sleeve. Only just begun. Best is yet to come.
Maybe the hands are like a thing in the eye. You might know things but might not know why. Magic, you don't always get it right. You hoping that the world won't run dry.
I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? I pulled a rabbit out the hat. I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? How in the hell did I do that? I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? I pulled a rabbit out the hat. How in the hell did I do that? How in the hell did I do that?
I love that track. Press stop. We're on to the last track of the show. I managed to hit the stop button. Can you believe it? On this playlist, on this high technology Winamp super mega thing, free advertising for Winamp there. We love you. I still can't manage to work it when I play a radio show at the same time, though.
Good old Peter Quistgaard.
That's wicked, isn't it?
Who's Peter?
Don't ask.
Who's Peter?
It doesn't matter. Don't ask. It doesn't matter.
Nerdy bits coming in.
No. Is there something about Winamp there? Who is he?
No, there was a program called Cool Edit ages ago, and it was everybody had it and used it because it was dead simple, and it was years ago for like early audio kind of editing.
Oh yeah, it's called Adobe Audition.
Might be, I don't know. Either way, everybody had the same copy licensed by Peter Quistgaard for some reason, the poor chap. But we would have liked to get t-shirts made up with just I am Peter Quistgaard on them. And I swear lots of people would recognise you in the street.
Anyway, program must have been suspiciously good because Adobe bought it and it's now called Adobe Edition.
Look at us reviewing software. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like Macromedia Flash. It's no longer Macromedia Flash. It's Adobe Flash. Because Adobe is such a big company to buy all the good things.
How can they do that?
Enough of the geeking. We've done enough of the show as well. I think so. Thank you so much, both of you.
My pleasure.
No worries. It's been great to be here, actually.
It has been great. It's been a crazy show. I'm sure I'm going to laugh when I listen back to this at some point in the near future. You can, of course, listen to it. If you listen to this, I don't have to tell you the website because you're on the website listening to the show, but it's www.penflick.blogspot.com. I wanted to launch the new website in time for this anniversary show, but it's not quite ready, so hopefully by the next show you will be listening from a different site.
And is that part two of part two-parter?
Oh yeah, we might do a part two of the anniversary show as well.
Ooh.
With just live music from the live sessions we've done and from the live recordings in the studio and so on.
Yeah, you could drag some more people in off the street to pretend they're your friends.
And on that note...
what did you get for this? A sausage sandwich?
That was enough for me,
and
mate.
A sleeping bag that's dry.
You've got a can of beer. Be fucking grateful.
No drinking.
No driving.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't drink and drive. You might spill your drink.
Yes. We do not condone anything like that.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be bad.
It's irrelevant. It's not happening.
It didn't happen.
Exactly. We're going to play one more track in this show to leave you all with, recorded in the new founded Penflick Studios, which is a bedroom full of
duvets
and semi-drunk people.
Apart from me. Now.
Apart from you, you've got to drive.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this track is the first one that we've finished from her album. It's not 100% finished, but it's as near as finished as you'll get. Her follow-up album, which is going to be called Blindsight. This is Suzanne Neumann, and the track is called You Weren't Mine.
I dreamt of you again last night. Made amends as I held you tight. But morning comes with sweetness. Save
don't last forever. Time moves on. Don't regret what we shared. It didn't leave me broken. You return with your tint of life. I'll keep quiet, not cause you strife. And should you wander if or lose my way, 'cause I know you weren't mine to hold.
Suzanne Neumann from her upcoming album, which is called Blind Sight. This was the track You Weren't Mine. We're going to finish the show, guys. Thank you so much.
That's been awesome.
Do you want to thank anyone? Do you want to say hello to anyone on the radio, Neil?
Hello.
Hello.
I want to thank all the bands. All the bands who just, they're awesome.
All the bands. Just keep doing it. Not just the 12 we've played, but all the bands that have been part of the last 12 shows.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Keep sending our stuff. Our stuff to you. No. Your stuff to us will be the word.
Yeah,
I keep getting loads and loads of tracks, and I've got a big backlog, but it will happen. And if you want to have some new songs from the bands that we listen to, then request it. We'll ask them.
It's been awesome.
Maybe we'll get you two in again for the second part of the anniversary show.
Okay.
If I can find you on the street somewhere.
Yeah, on outside Peacocks.
You don't know me.
with a beaten up white Marana.
Well, I'm wrong. That's a bit expensive for a homeless person.
I stole it for Smack, but no.
You stole it for Smack?
Yeah.
I steal that, though, can I? No.
Can I give you some Smack? Yeah. I went wrong there, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a Smack. That's it.
That's it. Thank you so much, all you listeners, as well. Keep staying tuned and keep spreading the words.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll find us the same time, same bat channel next month. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning,
Brighton.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the
burnt down pier.